UN aid agencies say insecurity in the conflict areas of northern Yemen is making it very difficult for humanitarian workers to gain access to the needy population. They say it is difficult to obtain accurate information on the needs, the numbers, and whereabouts of the displaced population. They say the number of people who have been forced from their homes by fighting might be as high as 150,000. UN refugee spokesman Andrei Mahechich says a dire and complex humanitarian emergency has worsened during the past few days. He says the UNHCR is particularly worried about the situation in Sada City.
UNHCR team in Sada City reports there is no water and no electricity in the city since the 10th of August. There is also a shortage of fuel, and it's becoming increasingly dangerous and hard for the people to reach the market and get food. Our staff on the ground had registered some 700 newly displaced families over the past 2 weeks. However, registration has been suspended due to security situation inside the city and the 24-hour curfew.
Mahechich says the UNHCR is working with local authorities and other partners in building a new camp. He says his agency distributed tents, plastic sheeting, blankets, and jerry cans to some 6,000 people Monday, and more relief items are expected to arrive in the area later in the week. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Miranda Eales says, as in all conflicts, children and women are most affected by the escalation of fighting.
With 73 children out of 1,000 live births dying before their fifth anniversary, Yemen has one of the highest under-5 mortality rates in the Middle East and North Africa region. Malnutrition rates are also high, with 46% of under-5s underweight and 53% suffering from stunting. So as you can see, the conflict is exacerbating an already difficult situation for children in Yemen.
The Sada airport is closed, except for military operations, and the United Nations says travel between the Yemeni capital Sana'a and Sada is hampered by insecurity and roadblocks. The government recently announced it is considering establishing humanitarian corridors so aid agencies can bring relief supplies to the inaccessible conflict zones. The United Nations has released from its emergency fund $1.2 million to Yemen. It plans to issue a much larger emergency appeal in the coming days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.